Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Skipper Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Palak. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we welcome the management of Skipper for discussion of the Q2 FY25 performance. Management team is represented by Mr. Sharan Bansal, the Director, Mr. Shivshankar Gupta, the CFO, Mr. Aditya Dujari, GM Finance and IR. So over to you, Mr. Sharan, for your opening remarks, and then we will open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you, Nidhi. Good afternoon to you all, and thank you for your continued interest in Skipper. Please take note, any forward-looking statement made during this call must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the industry and the company face. Some of the key operational and financial highlights in comparison to the previous year quarter were as follows. I am pleased to inform you that the company registered its best-ever second quarter revenue of rupees 1,109 crores and a half-year revenue of 2,201 crores, reflecting an impressive 44% and 66% growth, respectively. This success has been driven by our strong execution in engineering and infra segments. The segmental revenue breakup were as follows: engineering, 845 crores, up by 42% over previous year quarter; infra segment, 160 crores, up by 149%; and polymers, rupees 104 crores, down by 7%. Now, moving on to our quarterly financial performance, our reported consolidated EBITDA increased to rupees 112 crores, up by 53%, while operating EBITDA margin improved to 10.1% against 9.5% in previous year quarter. The operational margins saw growth across all segments, with engineering rising to 11.5% from 11.2%, infrastructure segment surging to 6.5% from 3.5%, and polymer improving to 4.6% against 4% in previous year quarter. Going forward, also, we will see a consistent margin performance from all our segments, all our business segments. The management focus continues towards bottom-line improvement. The consolidated PBT increased by 56% to rupees 44.4 crores, and PBT margin at 4% of sales for the current quarter period against rupees 28.6 crores in previous year's quarter. The consolidated PAT numbers increased by 66% to rupees 32.9 crores against rupees 19.8 crores in previous year quarter, while PAT margins improved to 3% of sales. Our half-year performance highlights were as follows: we achieved our best-ever half-year revenue performance. Revenue of H1 FY25 increased to rupees 2,201 crores against rupees 1,327 crores in H1 FY24, registering a growth of 66% with margins at 9.9%. Half-year export revenue grew 23% to rupees  410 crores from rupees 324 crores last year, while consolidated PAT increased to 65.4 crores against rupees 36 crores in previous year first half, registering a growth of 81%. The PAT margins to sales improved to 3% of sales. On the order front, I'm happy to inform you yet another good quarter for us. During the quarter, the company secured significant-sized domestic contracts from PGCIL and several SEBs and export markets, North America and South America, contributing to a total inflow of rupees 1,660 crores during the period and taking our H1 25 YTD inflow to rupees 2,425 crores. The current order book stands at rupees 6,590 crores, which is the highest ever in company's history and is well diversified across sectors and segments. The order book to engineering and infra segment sales now stands at 2.3x of FY24 sales. The tender pipeline remains deep, with the current bidding pipeline also near to all-time high levels, reflecting strong opportunities in both domestic and international markets. The vibrant domestic T&D environment aligns with Skipper's commitment to leverage India's transmission sector growth. With the government's focus on scaling renewable grid infrastructure and improving electrification, Skipper is poised to support this growth. Our qualification to undertake EPC projects at the highest voltage level of 765 kV and 800 kV gives us a strong advantage, as we are among the few companies in the country with the capability to execute these high voltage projects, backed by years of expertise and experience. The CEA, Central Electric Authority, has projected an investment of rupees 9.15 lakh crores in the power transmission sector by 2032. Driven by an expected 30% increase in interstate transmission line addition. This landscape presents immense growth opportunities for our sector and our company. Furthermore, the global shift towards renewable energy integration and carbon neutrality represent a multi-decade opportunity, and we are well positioned to capitalize on those trends. Further, the company looks forward to tap emerging opportunities in sectors aligned with the government's rising interests. Skipper's rising diversification into the business of telecom, railway electrification, water EPC and drip irrigation have tremendous potential, aiding to strengthen its revenue stream. In conclusion, Skipper Limited continues to deliver strong operational and financial performance, driven by our focus on execution excellence, strategic initiatives and prudent financial management. We remain optimistic about the future and are confident in our ability to create long-term value for our stakeholders. Thank you, and I'm happy to take questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Velikar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats for the good set of numbers. Sir, I want to understand what is the capacity utilization of our engineering division in this quarter, and in conjunction with that, what is our status of 75,000 ton expansion which was expected by Q1 FY26 and then the next phase of 75,000 ton in the subsequent year?
Thank you. So the capacity utilization for this whole year, we expect it to be near about 85%. And that is more or less the optimum capacity utilization that we can target to achieve in our business. The capacity expansion of 75,000 is well on track. We should be looking to commission it by the end of this financial year. And subsequently, we haven't yet taken up the next year's capacity expansion plan. That we will be taking up those plans towards in quarter four, please.
So, are you confident that the kind of order flow and demand we are seeing, we will be able to cater to that with this expansion plan, and there will not be any missed opportunity on that front?
We believe, yes. Even with the capacity expansion of 75,000, we believe that we are well on track to capture whatever demand opportunities are available in the market. And we will be able to grow both on the top line and bottom line front with this capacity expansion.
Okay. So my second question is on the 600 crores of fundraise. So I understand we have a capex of 800 crores lined up for next 4 years. And with that, we are looking to raise 600 crores through any kind of equity instrument or some other instrument. So any update on that? When are we going to when are we going to raise that fund, and what will be the medium to raise that fund?
Yes, so as of now, there is no defined timeline. The company has taken an enabling resolution by the board. So this is valid for 1 year's time. So we will look at the opportune time and go for this fundraise.
And our capex of 800 crores, the guidance which we have given is in line, right? Means there is no change in that.
As of now, this is only an estimation. Of course, we decide our capex plan on an annual basis. So like I mentioned earlier, that for next year capex, we will be deciding by quarter four of this year. So subsequently, we will be deciding on an annual basis. But yes, the 800 crores of capex is an estimation only as of now. It is not a final plan.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Darsh Solanki from Axis Security. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, my question is in relation to the order book pipeline. So I understand during the Q1 FY25, our order book pipeline showed at rupees 18,000 crores. So can we get an estimate of the current order book pipeline?
It is near about at similar level, please.
Similar level. So the breakup of the segments and domestic and export would also be similar like that of in Q1 FY25, correct?
More or less, yes.
Understood. And so my second question was in relation to the market share. So like in previous call, you had mentioned that we have a 10 to 15% market share in the high voltage transmission line. So is there any update on that, or we are in the same range?
We continue to be in the same range.
Oh, got it, sir. So that's all my side. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Abhijit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great quarter. So first question is, so despite such significant revenue growth in the last 6-7 quarters, the margin has remained largely range-bound. So why is there no operating leverage benefit that is visible despite revenue growing north of 30%, 40% in the last 6-7 quarters? And we have remained largely in the 9.5 to 10% range.
So if you see that the on a PBT basis, company has got the benefit of operational leverage, and the PBT margins, which used to be below 3% earlier, now are in the range of 4%. We believe that there is further opportunity for this to grow as well as the EBITDA growth, and certainly there will be margin improvement in the long run despite the revenue growth that the company is planning.
Right. Sir, on the export front, the PPT mentions that we have backed about 300 crore plus of orders from the Americas. So here, can we expect strong orders from the region on a recurring basis now? How do we look at the order inflow scenario coming in from Americas? That has been one of our target geographies.
So management remains continues to remain focused on the export markets, and this is obviously these order inflows are in line with our commitment to all international markets, especially the developed geographies in North America or Europe and Australia. However, as I've shared earlier, that the order conversion cycle in these markets is slow, so we cannot expect that there will be significant improvement in the near future in the order inflows from these markets. For the near future, we are more bullish about the domestic market. However, we continue to remain focused in these export markets and increase our penetration.
Sure. Thank you for answering the question, sir. I will come back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Rona Vora from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my first question was on the contract liabilities, you know, that appear on the balance sheet. So that number has declined substantially in the first half. And you know that probably also has resulted in a lower operating cash flow. So any comments on that was the first question, yes.
So I think contract liabilities are the advances from customers, and it is as the projects are executed, then it is only a function of those advances getting adjusted. And probably, yes, as a new order inflows also coming in, those advances will likely come in quarter three, quarter four. So again, this will be range bound as well.
Okay. Thank you. And the second question was on the mix between product and EPC. So what is the mix that we envisage and you know want to have over a long term?
Most of the domestic projects that the company is getting are on EPC basis, so that will continue. It's hard to put maybe a percentage on that right now. So maybe a 75-25 ratio can be assumed going forward for the domestic orders. Of course, for international, 100% is supplies only.
Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Gunjan Kabra from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for the opportunity. First is that, are we planning to enter any new segments in terms like railways? We are already present, like the growth driver which you mentioned in your commentary, rural railway electrification. So how much of the total revenue is coming from railways right now, and are we focusing on that side a little more? And any newer segments that we plan to enter and focus more on the EPC with towers, or how do we plan in terms of substations or EPC or railway electrification?
So currently the company's other diversification that the company has already undertaking and what we are doing right now is in the area of telecom towers, railway electrification, as well as water EPC. Currently all these divisions put together make up about 20-25% of our sales. In the future, we may look at other opportunities within the power transmission and energy transition spaces. So there are plenty of opportunities, as I shared in my comments earlier, that the government has projected an investment of 9.15 lakh crores up till 2032. So certainly there will be a lot of other opportunities in other allied areas as well.
Okay. Secondly, the working capital days has increased a lot. So is it like, how are we planning to manage that in terms of inventory days and payable days as well? Or are we targeting to keep some days in mind, or how are we planning to improve this?
So in fact, if you compare to last year, the working capital number of gone down. We were
at since September it has increased a bit. So is it because of the meteor, or is it because of
gone down?
No, ma'am, it has gone down. Currently our working capital days is up about 62 compared to 87 in the previous year.
87 in March.
87 in March, I'm sorry.
Okay. How should we judge the incremental demand for towers to come in? For instance, if like, for example, 100 gigawatts old energy transition is happening. So now the whole transmission lines will get set up. So when you
Hello, I'm not able to hear you. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. As there is no response from the participant, we will move ahead to the next question. The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is, the ordering and CapEx in the power segment has been overwhelming in FY 2024 and so far good in FY 2025 as well. So do we expect the same momentum to continue in ordering in FY 2026 as well?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned just in the previous lady who was questioning, the government CEA has projected a total capex of 9 lakh crores up till 2032. So we expect this capex momentum to definitely continue for the next several years.
Okay, sir. And so despite the recovery in the margins, polymer products are seeing, despite the recovery in margins, polymer products are seeing falling margins. Why is that so?
In polymer, the revenue has taken a slight hit. We have degrown revenue by about 7%, and there are some reasons for that, particularly like destocking by the channel partners due to price volatility. There's been some slowdown in water projects like JJM, which have impacted the project sales. This is the Jal Jeevan Mission I'm talking about. However, the company continues to focus on channel expansion and brand creation for long-term growth, and we expect sales to recover in the coming quarters.
Okay, well, that answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aryan Vidyan from RV Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. I'm not able to hear you.
As there is no response from the current participant, we will move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandey. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is related to this infrastructure sector.
Hello, sir. You are not audible. Hello. As there is no response, we'll take next question. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is, could you provide some guidance for FY25 and 26 for top line and bottom line?
So we expect continuous growth in top line and bottom line. And you know, obviously the company has a strong order book and execution has been strong, as you can see in you know, the performance of last 4 or 5 quarters.
And I think I heard that there's a bid pipeline of around 18,000 crores, if I'm correct. So what would our hit ratio, like out of 18,000 of bids, how much we can expect on our past experience basis?
In the past, our experience has been about 25 to 30% hit ratio on the bid pipeline.
And are we L1 in any of the projects?
That's not the company's policy to disclose where we are L1, because until and unless the orders are received, we are not disclosing anywhere where we are L1.
That's fine, totally. Thank you very much for answering. All the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aditya Velekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, just to quantify, means the top line guidance, we are saying 25% CAGR over the next 15 years. So that still holds, right? Means, and on the polymer, second question is on the polymer side. So we are targeting 1,000 crores of revenue there. So any color on that?
Like I mentioned earlier, that polymer business, we are continuing to focus on channel expansion and brand creation. We are a good brand in certain markets, particularly the eastern region markets, and in other markets, we are a good challenger brand. We operate in the premium category pipes, which are the branded category. So certainly the long-term prospects of this business are very good.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Rona Vora from Envision Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you again, sir. Sir, one question was, if the export mix has to go down, you said you are focusing on the domestic side of it as of now, and there are.
Sorry, I'm not able to hear you, sir.
As there is no response, we'll take next question. The next question is from the line of Gunjan Kabra. Please go ahead.
Hi, is the voice audible now?
Yes.
I wanted to understand that how does the incremental demand for tower work? Like, suppose right now there is a whole energy transition that is happening. For example, now 100 gigawatts has been installed, so new transmission lines are getting installed. So with incremental 25 gigawatts, for example, if that gets installed in 1.5 years, then will the tower demand increase incrementally, or will the current line take care of 125 gigawatts itself? So wanted to understand how does that dynamic work?
Ma'am, that will actually depend on the transmission system planning for that region, because maybe the transmission line system in that region already has some redundant capacity available where the additional capacity can be loaded. However, considering that renewable power is intermittent and it is not very predictable, the generation flow is not very predictable. In general, what we have seen is that most large renewable additions necessarily have to have significant investment in transmission networks to properly connect them to the grid and in a reliable manner. So that is the general experience. So it is difficult to put a number to say that 25 gigawatt of addition, how much exactly will it lead to increase in towers. I think the better metrics will be to look at the overall transmission CapEx that is happening. I think that will give a better color of the growth in demand.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Firstly, on the international front, in the Middle East, Australia, and Latin America, how is the demand outlook there, sir? Or are we facing any issue on that front, sir? Firstly, that question.
The demand outlook is decent, we are also, as I mentioned earlier, we are strong in the Latin America market, and we are increasing our penetration in North America, Europe, Australia, and these kind of other developed markets. So I'd say that we will continue to see export business grow for the company. However, as I have mentioned in the past also, that export business, the conversion cycle takes time from RFQ to award. And that is what we are witnessing, that the orders don't flow in at that faster pace as what we see in the domestic market. Hello, do you have any other further questions?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aryan Vijayan from RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Hello, my question is regarding the industry outlook.
Yes, sir, what is the question?
My question is regarding the industry outlook. How do you see the industry going from here?
The industry outlook is obviously very positive. As I mentioned, that CEA has projected an investment of 9.15 lakh crores in the power transmission sector by 2032. And this will be driven by an expected 30% increase in interstate transmission line addition. So certainly the industry outlook is very, very positive.
And when will be the debt reduced?
When will be?
Debt reduced.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat?
When will be the debt of the company reduced?
When will the debt be reduced?
Yes.
So the company has a very manageable level of debt. Out of our total, top line last year of 3,200 crores, our debt as of March 24 was only at a level of about 550 odd crores. So we believe that the debt is quite at a manageable level. The debt equity of the company was also at a comfortable level. And as the company enjoys better and better profitability, of course, even despite our capex, we expect that the debt to remain at a manageable level.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So what percentage of order book is infra-related?
Currently, the percentage... So currently the total order book is about 85% domestic and 15% export. On the domestic front, you can assume about 70% to be infra and 30% to be product. So maybe about total, on the total, maybe 50 to 60% order book could be infra.
And so what will be your projected infra revenue guidance for FY25-26?
I'm sorry, I'm correcting. 1 minute. 30% would be infra. Total order book is 30% infra. 30% would be infra.
Okay, 70% would be product related.
Yes, yeah.
And so what will be our projected infra revenue guidance for 25 and 26?
Our projected if you see this quarter also, there has been a significant growth in infra revenue. And it's hard to put a guidance on that because infra revenue can vary from quarter to quarter depending on the project execution. However, it will be on an upward trajectory.
Okay, so will there be any margin improvement on the infra project side as we improve our infra revenue?
Yes, we can expect incremental margin revenue in infra segment also.
So any particular range that we can guide for on the infra revenue side?
We don't have a guidance on the margin for the infra.
Okay. Second question is, despite the decline in the working capital days, our short-term working capital requirement has remained on the higher side, if you look at on a YOY basis.
Short-term working capital... sir, if you see our last year short-term debt was about 428 crores. This year, last year as of September 23, which as of September 24, the quarter just ended, it is at 366 crores. So there is a reduction of about 62 crores.
So if I look at your borrowing, current liability, it is showing a figure of 441 crore.
The current liability. Current liability would include...
it will also include the 12 months time frame of the long-term liabilities which are getting due.
Sure, the current...
Okay,
the long
current maturities.
Current maturities of long-term loans, yes, okay.
Okay, and sir, lastly on the polymer side, what is our growth guidance for next few years? Because since it is not, working as per our expectation due to the macro environment which is there. So when we are guiding for 25 or maybe 20-25% growth, is it, same for the polymer also, or polymer would grow a little bit on the lower side?
No, I think polymer would be similar across what we are guiding for the company.
Okay, and so what would be the margin guidance on the polymer side, since we have improved our margins, but overall if you look at over next 2 years, what kind of polymer EBIT margin we can achieve?
See, the industry average is at about 13%, 14% plus. So we believe that we obviously aspire to achieve the industry average in the long-term basis. it is difficult to put a year-wise guidance on that target.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aliha Mahavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Alisha. Two questions. One, you mentioned earlier in the call that...
Sorry to interrupt you, ma'am. Can you please use your handset?
Sure.
I hope I'm audible now.
Yes, ma'am. You're audible.
Yes. Sir, earlier in the call you mentioned that we're operating at peak utilization and generally our business tends to be slightly H2 heavy. In light of the current capacity we have, is it right to assume that maybe the quarterly run rate we've been seeing in the last 2-3 quarters is what will continue till the new capacity comes on stream?
Could you repeat your question, ma'am?
Sure. You were mentioning that we're currently operating at 85% capacity utilization, which is peak. And with new capacity coming towards the end of the year, is it right to understand that the quarterly run rate that we're seeing since the last 2-3 quarters is what will continue till new capacity comes?
No, see, the quarterly run rate which we've achieved in the last few quarters has probably been at an elevated level because we hadn't achieved our capacity utilization. But where now we have achieved our capacity utilization, now obviously it will be difficult to achieve that kind of run rate which we have been delivering in the last few quarters.
No, what I'm trying to understand is the 1,100 crore kind of quarterly run rate is what will sustain till the new capacity comes.
Oh, of course, absolutely. And once the new capacity comes online, of course, definitely we should be expecting an improvement in that.
Understood. And we've obviously seen very heavy order inflow in H1. Any order inflow guidance for the year or expectation for H2?
Ma'am, we are reluctant to give any proper numbers guidance. However, you see, the market is obviously very favorable and there are strong tailwinds in the sector. We expect that order inflow will continue to be strong in H2 also.
Sure. And last question, with the kind of demand that the industry is witnessing, not sure, in the last decade, if this kind of demand was there, are we seeing entry of new players, maybe a competitive intensity picking up, which means that margins could be impacted because of irrational bidding by some players?
No, I think, ma'am, right now, see, for new players, obviously, do come in all the time in the business and we welcome healthy competition. However, because we are operating in the extra high voltage category, in the 765 kV, 800 kV category, where it takes time for companies to build up both the capabilities as well as the credentials for them to be qualifying in this category of voltage level. So I believe that we are not seeing any undue competition and we are not seeing any irrational bidding because there is enough business for all the qualified players in our category.
Understood. I'm sorry, I wouldn't miss this, but is there an aspiration of what do we want the revenue mix to be between engineering and infra, say 3 years down?
Ma'am, no, as of now, we don't have any any such targets. We'd like to see both the divisions grow healthily and profitably.
Got it. Great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Sir.
Yeah, so just one question. So I believe in a recent interview, you had made a few statements, which, are guidances. So, one, you have said that you aim for 25% CAGR over the next 3 years. Second is, you aim to reach 10,000 crore top line in the next few years, mostly expected by FY29. And the last one is, you expect the margins to improve ahead around 11% over the next 2 to 3 years. And you say it's certainly possible. So, do you still stand by these statements? And if so, what is supposed to drive this kind of growth and expansion in margins?
Yes, absolutely. I think all those expectations are definitely still continuing. And our performance in quarter two has also been in line of the same. And what will be driving is the project, better contracts, better quality of contracts in light of the new market opportunities, better export penetration as we have displayed in the, like in this quarter also, we've got orders in North America. And with now the better capacity utilization, which we are now in the range of, as well as more cost efficiency driven by the newer investment that we will be making in our plants. I think all of that will help in driving margins upwards.
Confusion is, you're already at 10%, right? But why only just 1% improvement in 3 years' time?
Well, we'd rather be conservative and outperform. Obviously, the aspiration will continue to do better. However, we are looking at good top-line growth in the next few years also. So I believe that a good top-line growth combined with, a reasonable bottom-line growth is the way forward.
Okay, and lastly, can you please reiterate for me when you expect the expansion to be ready, the 75,000?
It will be by the end of this financial year, by March.
Perfect. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Arfat Sayed from InCred Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I'm audible, sir?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Firstly, congrats on a great set of numbers. So my first question is on TAM. Let's say you discuss about the national electricity plan in which the government looking to spend almost 9.2 lakh crore over the next 7-8 years. So can we get, let's say, some sense of what amount can we qualify, let's say, in terms of TAM for our company, like Power T&D and product related?
We expect based on our current line of business, our addressable market to be about at least 40 to 50% of this 9 lakh crores. And in the future, we will be targeting to expand our products and services. So we will be targeting to increase our TAM to cater to the other 50% also.
Got it, sir. So let's say if we get close to, let's say, 3.5 lakh crore of TAM over the next 7-8 years, what amount of, let's say, can we get as an order inflow? Let's say, can we get around 20%? Is that right figure for the next 7-8 years?
I think the orders will depend on how much we can execute successfully and what our capacity expansion will be. So I believe that the market is much larger than what we can cater. So I would not like to put a percentage of what we can cater, but I believe that based on our execution capability increase and our capacity increase, that is what will decide how much orders we will be able to take inflow.
Got it, sir. Sir, the next is on your order inflow. So if you look at for the quarter, although the order inflow jumped around 9%, but that was largely driven by the export inflow, which has doubled. But if you look at domestic, it was largely flat for you. While, let's say, KEC and Kalpataru, I believe they reported much, much stronger domestic inflow. So any thought on that? Have you lost some, let's say, market share or opportunity in the T&D ordering?
See, the overall order inflow has to be seen on an annual basis. I have maintained that in the past. Quarters, they may have variances. Like, for example, quarter one was a low order inflow at only about 700 crores, but quarter two was quite healthy, about 1600 crores plus. So, on quarter to quarter basis, there will be variances depending on when the projects are getting finalized. Like, for example, in quarter one this year and most part of quarter two, there was a delay in ordering due to the general election. However, now post-elections, the ordering activity has picked up quite sharply, and that's what we are seeing the inflows now. So I believe that looking at the market, we will be well on track to gather whatever orders that we are targeting and whatever our capacity can fulfill.
Got it, sir. Sir, lastly on, let's say, can you give up, let's say, from where you got this order, especially on export front? Be it, let's say, I think you are very strong in, let's say, countries like Australia, Middle East. So any thought on geographical info, you can guide me on that?
These particular orders were received in South America and North America.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Abhijit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, my question is, what is going to be our strategy on the T&D EPC front? So, last 2 to 3 years, we have gotten more serious on the EPC side of the T&D, right? In addition to our product supply.
Sure.
So, going forward, are we going to be more serious in terms of bidding there? And what kind of order inflow can we expect from the EPC business of T&D?
I think, Abhijit, the EPC business which the company does is a very strong forward integration for our product business, because obviously we are very strong in our products, and we are one of the most competitive and integrated T&D structure manufacturers in the world. So obviously that gives us a big benefit in being competitive for EPC projects also in whatever we cater to. And that will continue to be the trend as long as market has enough opportunities for profitable projects, the company will continue to target them.
Right. Because as far as I understand, in the current order book, the T&D EPC component share remains not substantial, because 30% order book is from infra. And that also includes your BSNL order. So that means that T&D EPC is not a major part of the current order book, right?
No. So I'd like to clarify that when we speak of an EPC order, that has a combination of product orders as well as infra orders, because we recognize the revenue of the products in our engineering segment, the revenue of the services in the infra segment only. So whatever execution or whatever order book which I had mentioned in the infra segment, that is only one part of the EPC project that the company has. Overall, if you look at it, the company has significant EPC projects in the T&D space.
Okay. Understood. Secondly, sir, can you throw some light on the telecom order inflow? I mean, after FY23, when we backed the big orders from BSNL, if I'm not wrong, there has not been a significant order coming in from that particular business side. So, we talked about 5G expansion happening, a lot of talk on that from the private players as well. So, going forward, is there any discussion of any large order that we are witnessing right now from the private players?
There are order inflows on a regular basis from private players as well. And every quarter we see some orders. But however, yes, there have been no large orders like the one we saw from BSNL in the previous year. And obviously, currently our execution capability is also fully booked with the T&D ordering right now.
Right. Lastly, what is the balance of the BSNL order in our order book right now that is yet to be executed?
Approximately 1,200 to 1,300 crores.
Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. We appreciate your continued support and look forward to interacting with all of you again in the next quarter. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.